I see that Human Relations has a request for a couple of corrections officers on there. Anything you want to say about that?
That's been a topic of discussion for some time now. We've talked about it in past years about adding to our corrections officer staff levels. And such, this year we decided that we were going to request that again and ask for two new positions to bolster up the number of individuals that we have working on shifts inside the correctional facility. It's a normal position request that we were doing, and actually has nothing to do with the jail independent panel study.
The study, though, has come up with several things. I'm guessing that you've already been doing things on your own to change how the jail operates. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happened so far in addition to what the study committee is looking at?
Well, we've made a lot of changes up there, and we continue to take a look at different options that are available. We're looking at potentially going to 12-hour shifts up there to enhance the number of corrections officers that we have working at a particular time. We've made some changes to the jail visitation secure phone system. We've put a window glass film on it, allowing us to see in, but not inmates being allowed to see out. So it allows our corrections officers to travel down the hallways and approach the cell block without being visible. We've looked at a new meal option. So there's a lot of things that we put into place, and I could go on and on about different corrections that we've made in the facility that we were aware of, and I'm looking forward to the panel's release so that I can see recommendations that they possibly have given us to.
It sounds like when you got into the office, you had a pretty good idea of what you were looking for, and you had to make several changes as soon as possible.
Exactly. We knew the direction we wanted to take, and we wanted to travel that path as fast as we could.
Are there still things in the works that you're implementing?
There's always things in the works that we're looking at and such. We're researching how we can better improve response times, or researching other options to assist our drug unit and the patrol division to combat the controlled substances that are coming into this area. So we're always looking at different things and researching to see if they're feasible here.